Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi everyone, and welcome to the Cognitive Recalibration Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Shravan, and we've got Taran here with us.
Hey everyone.
It's been a while.
Has it? I thought it's just been a week.
I think it's been, our last episode was Venom, right? I think we watched that like a week and a bit ago. But
Yeah. It's been, right. Yeah.
It doesn't feel like it's been that long, obviously, for you.
Yeah. Time just goes.
So, yeah, I mean, this year's gone pretty quickly. It's almost the end of the year already. Anyway, that's what you came here to talk. We're going to talk about how quickly this year has gone. That's what this episode's about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's discuss that. And also the TikTok generation.
Oh, yes. We always need to touch on it. We should change the name of the podcast to the TikTok generation.
The TikTok generation.
Let's talk about the TikTok generation.
Yep.
Okay, we're not talking about that. As you would already know, we are going to be reviewing the movie Encanto, the Disney animated film, the 60th Disney animated film. So they make it very clear as well in the movie. It comes up
with the 60th, and we're going to name all 59 of them now. Go.
Snow White. You have to go to the next one.
Oh, I have to go to the next one.
Yeah.
Snow White, and then was it Cinderella?
No, I think it's Pinocchio.
Okay.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Fantasia. I mean, this is known. It's in no. We're not going to do this. No. We're going to be here all day. But we have done a tier list on the first five, I think. The gold. It's called the Golden Age. I think it was like Snow White, Bambi, Pinocchio. All the movies that you don't like.
Yeah.
I think we did that a while ago. We did that before Raya and the Last Dragon came out. So we were going to do another one. We're not going to do it now, though. But we were going to do another one on the wartime era films, but we're not going to do it because they're all trash. So we're just going to skip to the silver era, which is the one after that.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
But yeah, we'll do...
It's wartime, so everyone that was good was in war.
Pretty much.
Just the losers that were making movies.
And you know how they were all like political, like they were like propaganda movies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So supporting Hitler.
Yeah, and they wanted to like...
Yeah? I thought they would be supporting the American. I was joking.
No, I wasn't listening to what you're saying. Obviously not, because Disney is a very American production house.
You just said, yeah, very openly after I said supporting Hitler, so...
No, they had some movies where they... Like some South American-based movies, actually. And I think they were trying to like, I don't know, get South Americans... on board or something. There's like this whole narrative around why they made those movies. So they weren't like actually made because they wanted to make them, some of them. Anyway, we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Encanto. So this is directed by Jared Bush and Byron Howard. they previously directed Zootopia together. I was going to say Fantasia, but they're not that old. Zootopia together 5 years ago. Jared Bush, I think that was his actual first directorial film, Zootopia, but Byron Howard has directed other movies before, so he's a little bit more senior, I guess. So he directed Bolt and Tangled and then Zootopia. But he's been involved in Disney movies for a while, so he was first on board for Pocahontas in 1995.
Oh, so he's an old guy.
Well, I don't. Maybe he's like mid-50s,
58,
something like that. I'm not going to look up his age because it doesn't matter. The story is by both of them as well, but Lin-Manuel Miranda, everyone's favorite musician, had a say in terms of the story as well, and then he also did the original songs for this one. So this is his second Disney movie, his first one being Moana. So he did the original songs for that and then this one. This is his third movie, I think, this year, where he's
had... Third movie? What's the third one? So In the Heights was the other one.
In the Heights, which is his musical. It's not directed by him. And then I think he directed Tick, Tick, Boom.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
That Netflix movie that no one's watched.
No one. People say it's good, but
oh, is it okay? Yeah, it's got Vanessa Hudgens,
and
it's not a Christmas movie, which is
not. Yeah,
it's going away from her formula.
Yeah, but she had that other Christmas movie that came out.
Yeah, I think more people probably watched that than they watched this, though.
But she's not the main. I think Andrew Garfield's the main character in that. Apparently, it's pretty good. It's getting like Oscar buzz as well. And In the Heights, which I've seen, and then this movie. So you haven't seen In the Heights. And we both haven't seen Tick, Tick, Boom.
And I haven't seen this movie either.
You just got to guess what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Very accurately.
It's starring pretty much an all Latin American cast. So the main character is voiced by Stephanie Beatriz, who you know from
Brooklyn Nine-Nine. You're the only person that in the world that hasn't seen this show.
Yeah,
everyone would know from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. She plays Rosa Diaz.
She was apparently in The Heights, but I can't remember any of the characters from that movie, but apparently she was in it. John Leguizamo? Do you know who he is?
I thought that character was actually played by...
Lin-Manuel Miranda?
Yeah. Yeah. Throughout the whole movie, I'm like, oh, this guy's probably Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. It was John Leguizamo.
So a bit of trivia. So this is the one, I think it's like the only movie that Lin-Manuel Miranda's been involved in where he's not actually in it. And he hasn't like sung a song or anything for
it. Did you think he was in it as well, or did you already know?
No, I didn't already know. I thought that guy might be him. I thought he would be like at least another character, like even a minor character. Like so in the Heights, he was just a minor character. And then in Moana, I'm pretty sure he's one of the it's another minor character, but he's in it. His voice is in it. But in this one, he doesn't sing or is not a character either.
You know who John Leguizamo is.
I've seen him.
I can't pick a property that he's in at the moment, but I know who he is.
Yeah. Like when I look at it, I'm like, yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
But I also can't remember stuff he's in.
If only there was a way we could search that, but there isn't.
But who has time for that?
Yeah.
The music itself, so this is the background score, is by Jermaine Franco. Budget for this one is between 120 and 150 million. And box office wise, it's actually doing reasonably well. So it's made about 120 million so far. It's had a semi staggered release. So it came out Thanksgiving weekend in the United States. And we got it the week later. So interestingly, they decided to release this the same day as June in Australia. And I think it's flown under the radar a bit here.
June has, because everyone's watching this.
Exactly. Yeah. June has. So not many people are talking about this movie.
It's a weird time for it to come out because it's not school holidays yet.
So they seem to – I think they just follow the I think this would have actually come out the same time as it did in America.
Yeah.
Because of Australian releases, like everything's been delayed and stuff, I think they delayed it by a week. But Frozen 1 – and probably Frozen 1 and 2, they both released around this time.
Mm.
So they released like before the school holidays.
Yeah, maybe you just get everyone to watch it before the school holidays and then you get a resurgence in school holidays.
Because all of those, like Frozen 1 and Frozen 2, they ran for ages.
Yeah. Well, school holidays are coming up in maybe a week's time.
A week or two, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe you'll get a resurgence.
Yeah, because I don't think any other – Or there's Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, that's not the worst.
You really don't want to watch that movie.
I don't, but apparently it's not the worst. They greenlit it for a second movie. Oh, it's okay. A sequel, yeah.
Is he a big green dog in the sequel? I don't know. Because he's been greenlit, you know.
Maybe, yeah. Who knows?
We will not watch that, right?
No.
There's other movies coming out when that comes out. There's like Matrix and Kingsman and...
Yeah, there's too many things Ghostbusters. To watch.
Okay, so what's the story for this one?
So you got the family. There's a family. There's a grandma and she's got three kids, and then the kids got kids. And then the kids that have the kids, that's the main character. That's one of the main characters. They live in a house that like moves.
It's magical.
Magical house, yeah. And they all got superpowers.
Except one of them.
Except one.
Who's the main character?
Main character. She doesn't have superpowers.
It's based in Colombia. Did you know that?
No. They don't.
They don't actually say it, but it is. Yeah, it's basically
How am I meant to know that? How's anyone meant to know that from just watching the movie? Based off the terrain? Like, am I meant to guess that?
I guess no. Like, no. The terrain's...
It could be Mexico. It could be...
It's probably not Mexico.
Could be Brazil.
It could be like Brazil, or it could be Argentina, or it could be like any South American country, but it is Colombia.
Because Pablo Escobar lives around the corner.
Does he?
Yeah.
Does he feature in the movie?
Yeah. That's why everyone's so energetic. They're all high on cocaine.
That's basically the story. So essentially there's like a gift that's given to each of the children in this house. And the main character, when she goes to get her gift, she's for some reason doesn't get a gift. And the gifts that people get are like superpowers.
Mm.
Yeah.
They're all superheroes.
We can talk about it more in spoilers, but that's the basic plot line.
It's weird. When I was in my gap year, there was I met this person that was writing a book, and in the book, everyone in the world had superpowers except one character,
and that one character was
the main character. Okay. Yeah, is that this movie? It's not.
It's because, like a scaled down version.
Scaled down version of this movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's a scaled down version of that book because it's just in this family.
Yeah. I don't know if that book ever got published or anything, but yeah.
Was your friend like one of the directors?
No. She's the old guy.
Okay. Do you know what Encanto means?
Encanto. Magic? Or like Encanto sounds like casting a spell or something like that.
It means charm, spell, or enchantment.
Yeah.
But it can also be used as an adjective for sweetheart.
Okay. Is that how it's used in this movie?
Could be both.
Could be both, yeah. Who's the sweetheart? The house, probably.
House?
Yeah, the house. Yeah.
The little boy?
Little boy, yeah.
Yeah. Or the little tiger. Oh, it's not little. It's a pretty big tiger. Is it a tiger? It's a leopard. I think it's a leopard.
Cheetah.
Nah, cheetah's like, have we had this conversation before about cheetahs being like skinny?
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah.
Like Jungle Cruise. Remember that the
leopard? That's a leopard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Similar to that, isn't it? That Jungle Cruise is in South America.
Yeah, but it's not in Colombia. It's in the Amazon.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. There's some sort of cat-like creature.
All right. Should we jump to positives and negatives?
Yes.
Yeah, so I like this movie. It's pretty good. Thanks for coming.
I don't have a lot to say about this movie. I'm going to be honest. Like, it was good.
The characters are interesting. The family dynamics are pretty cool. It's like an extended family situation. Each of the family members actually have a little bit of, like, it's not like they forget one of the characters or something. Like, I think all of them have sort of.
Except for one. The guy that changes people.
Yeah, he doesn't have much play. Yeah. He doesn't have too much play. Like, what are the powers? I guess we could go through them.
Mum.
Is this a spoiler?
No. Okay. No one cares. The mum can make food to heal people.
Yeah. So this is the mum of the main character. Yeah.
Her sister can.
Mirabelle is the main character's name.
Yeah.
Her
sister, the mum's sister, so the aunt, can change weather.
Yes.
The uncle can predict the future.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's a fortune teller. Yeah. So that's like the first generation.
Yeah.
There's like a grandma, but she doesn't have powers.
Yeah. No, she's just annoying. The sister, one of them can make flowers and the other one's strong. And then her oldest cousin can like
hear things.
Yeah.
She's got really good hearing.
She's got good hearing. Yeah. And then the second cousin can change into people.
Shapeshifter.
Yep.
He's a Skrull.
Yep. Exactly. And then the youngest one is talk to animals.
Yes. Youngest one's Dr. Doolittle.
Yes.
Is there anyone in the Marvel Universe that has super hearing?
Super hearing.
That guy in Inhumans?
Oh, yeah. Hawkeye. Just a clearly wrong answer.
Not even close to what I was going to say.
It confused you for a second. You're like, wait, what? It stumped you.
Were you just referring to the joke from last week's episode, how she's like hawk ear?
No, I wasn't. I just said the first person that came to my head. It's no matter what you said, you could have said any property. I was going to say Hawkeye.
Well, he's got a good eye. He's got like, it's not super vision or anything. He's just got a good eye.
He's got good eyes. Yeah. Steve Smith of Marvel Cinematic Universe. Got good eyes.
Good hand-eye coordination.
Yeah.
That's everyone, isn't it? And then there's each of the sisters in the second generation. They have husbands, but they don't have powers. Question is, so you know how Mirabelle's mother, she looks like an older version of Mirabelle. Like she's slightly darker skin, brown hair, or like black hair. How is a sister white and have red hair?
Good question. Something's happened. We need to do some paternity tests.
And you see the parents at one stage, like the parents of the first three children, and they both look more like Mirabelle's mother and the uncle. The uncle and Mirabelle's mother look like they could be siblings, right? Because they're like similar.
Complexion.
Yeah, complexion and hair and stuff. But the middle sister, well, they're actually triplets, so they're all like same age. But the other sister, she looks completely different.
She's got red hair.
Well, the red hair gene, apparently it can skip a generation.
Mm.
That's why Prince Harry is a redhead.
Oh, yeah. I thought William's a redhead as well.
Nah,
he doesn't have hair anymore, but.
He was blonde. He was like Diana type.
Okay.
Yeah, like brown blonde. But Harry's, he's like a full redhead. And obviously Diana was not a redhead. And Charles, when he did never at one seen stage him. Hair, he was not a redhead.
Never seen him in my life. I just know he's an old bloke.
Well, he's going to be the king soon.
He's probably going to die before he's king.
Anyway, that's going
off topic. Off topic.
Any other positives? So I thought like the house stuff was pretty cool. The music was good.
I like the first song.
First song was good. I liked the song about the uncle. That was pretty good.
Song about the uncle. That was okay. Yeah.
I like the song that the older sister sings. So the question.
The flower sister.
Which is who's the older one? The flower one or the strong one?
The flower one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. For some reason, the first time, like when I watched it, I thought it was the stronger one. But no, she's the middle sister.
Because she's the one that's getting married. So she's the oldest.
Yeah. So she's I like the middle sister's one. The strong one.
The strong sister one. Yeah.
That was good. The other one's fine as well, but.
Yeah.
Actually, all the songs were good.
They're okay.
Yeah.
Some of them were hard to understand, though, because it's all like rap stuff.
Yeah. And that's like Lin-Manuel Miranda stuff.
Yeah.
That he does.
It's good, but like sometimes when they're explaining stuff in it and it's rap, I can't understand what's happening.
But I liked them. It was good songs.
Yeah.
Usually I don't like songs in movies.
I liked the first one. I liked it.
Just the first one.
What was it?
The Madrigal.
Madrigal. House of Madrigal. Yeah. Family Madrigal. Yeah. I like that one.
All the songs are pretty good. I think they're better than the songs in the Heights.
Okay.
You could come after me, but I just thought they were better. I don't remember any of the songs in the Heights, but I can still remember some of them from this.
Not having watched In the Heights, the songs in this are either better or worse than that. Sitting on the fence.
What about, how does this compare to Moana? As a movie and like in terms,
I think the songs in Moana are more memorable.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that one song's just more memorable in Moana.
Yeah. But it's also been out for longer. And I think a lot of people don't even know about this movie.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Actually, there's the two songs in Moana that are memorable.
There's the one with
the rock and then the
You're
how
welcome.
Far I'll, How far I'll go or whatever.
How far I go and you're welcome.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Those are the two I remember. There's that one.
There's the one with the island or whatever.
Yeah, the island. Yeah, that one's all right as well.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, this one has good songs.
The Madrigal one's good. Yeah. Madrigal, that's the top one, top class.
But yeah, there's not much to say. It's got good representation. So another thing, this has quite a lot of parallels with In the Heights, not just because both of them have music by Lin-Manuel.
It's the same movie. It's just one's animated.
Yeah. This one's a lot more entertaining than the other one. But the criticism that In the Heights had was that it wasn't diverse enough. Like, it was showing it like Latin American people representation, but there weren't as many dark-skinned people. So that was the criticism for In the Heights, because they were all like paler South Americans. But then like in South America, there's like all kinds of complexions. This doesn't do that. So there's, like I said, there's like a white, basically a white, very pale sister with red hair. And then there's, and then there's like middle complexion. And then there's also like the little kid who's like,
because his dad's darker. Yeah.
Yeah. So they cover all bases. Or it's just a well-made animated film. I liked it. How does this compare to Raya and the Last Dragon? That was the other Disney animated film that came out this year.
I think Raya's better.
Raya's more of an action movie. Like, it's got more action in it. It's got a bit more adventure stuff. The setting is mostly in the house in this one. They actually don't really go outside the house. So it's mostly in the house.
There's some cool stuff in the house. They've all got, well, they only show two rooms, but the rooms are pretty cool.
So, yeah, I mean, it's nice, but I think Raya had more of an adventure type thing, so it was good. But this is also, it's also a really good
movie. I think Raya was better, though.
I don't really have that many negatives, to be honest. Like, it is what it is.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, for what it is, it's decent. It's not too long as well, which I liked. It's a breezy time. I didn't hate it. I didn't absolutely love it, but I don't have many problems with it.
Yeah. I think people should watch it.
Kids will probably like it. I don't know.
Yeah, I think kids will like it.
There's one kid in our theater that did not like it. Just doing whatever she wanted.
There was one kid that was a little bit too into the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like,
there was a one point there where they're looking for Mirabelle and the kid started calling out Mirabelle. Did you hear that?
No, I was just too into it as well. That was me. I was calling out Mirabelle.
The kid calling out Mirabelle. Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about that. So there is a short film, short animated movie before this one about raccoons.
I wasn't a huge fan.
I thought it was all right. It had a bit of a... I think it resonates more with, like, parents, I guess, than kids. Like, kids will be like, oh, cute raccoons and stuff. But, like, I think it has more of a message for parents.
I thought it was all right, but nothing special.
The animation style was a little bit different as well.
It was. It looked hand-drawn.
Overall, I just had a good time with it. I mean, there's just not much to say.
Yeah. I'm thinking back to it, there isn't much. Like, there's not much wrong with it. There's not much great with it.
It's a similar feeling I had with Luca.
Yeah,
similar feeling to that. Like, that's a nice movie.
It's just a good time.
Cool. All right. So we can jump into spoilers. So if you haven't seen Encanto and you care about spoilers, go watch it. Come back to this point and listen to our spoilers.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
And I've got some trivia as well. So I'll ask you some trivia in a second. But spoilers-wise, I had one question. What do the family do? Like, what do they do? Like, they obviously, like, live in this house.
Yeah.
But how do they make a living?
How do they make a living?
Yeah.
But don't they, like, live off the land? Like, they're all just they have the house and then they have the skills. So, and then people come to live in the land that they made. So they all just kind of live off each other.
Okay.
It's like a cult. they're a cult, yeah.
Do the people in there's like a village that's around this house.
Yeah.
Do they like provide them food? Like where do they get stuff? I guess the mum.
There's like donkeys.
Yeah.
There's cows.
Is there cows?
There's like farm fields and stuff like that. So
maybe they're just farmers. But I just never saw them doing any work, that's all. Like Mirabelle, like, what does she do? She doesn't go to school. Like,
no.
No,
I think they just, they just live off each other. Like, it's a closed society. When you say that, it
sounds like the cannibals.
No. like some of the people that live in the town are the farmers.
Yeah.
And then some of the people that live in the town are the fishermen or whatever.
Yeah.
Yep. And then they all just bring their stuff and then they share it with everyone.
I see.
And then some of the people in the town are the cooks and, So it's a cult. Yeah.
Okay. Anything else in terms of, like, spoilers? I just noticed that, so the end of the movie finishes with a photo, like a family photo. Mm. It's like a nice family movie. But the photo is, like, really blurry. Out of focus.
Yeah, it's very blurry and there's
and that just bothered me. I'm like, you can't really use this. It's so out of focus. Like,
you might have to retake that one. Yeah. But yeah, she doesn't get powers, though. She
doesn't get powers. So her powers are...
She doesn't have powers.
Well, her gift is that she can bring back the house. Is that right? Or like she stops the house from rotting or something.
Her door is the front door.
Yeah.
So her room's the whole house.
She owns the house.
She owns the house. So she sleeps on the floor in the living room.
So at one stage, I thought they weren't going to bring back their powers. I thought they were just going to be like...
It's going to be normal people now. I thought so as well, yeah.
Just live in a house and just be normal people. But no, they bring back their powers.
Yeah.
But she still doesn't get powers, so...
What do you think the message of the story was?
The message of the story... So they talk about this miracle thing.
Yeah.
This miracle that happened. I think the miracle is the message. Like, firstly, everyone has a gift and, like, you don't have to, like, search for your gift. And then there's another one, how the grandmother's, like, too...
Into everyone's gifts.
Like, she's very protective of people's gifts. Like, she wants to keep the miracle happening, but she loses sight of, like, the real miracle, which is, like, just...
Just family.
Just having a family.
Family's the miracle.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I thought it was as well.
Your real gift is your family. I think that's the message. Mm.
But a gift would be nice as well.
I still like feel sorry for Mirabelle. I mean,
yeah. Which one would you want?
That's a good question. The weather one, not really. I don't think I'd use that much. It feels like a bit of a liability, to be honest.
You could change the, it's day one cricket, test cricket, and you've been sent into bowl. It's sunny outside.
Just change
the flats. The deck's flat. So you just change the overhead conditions and now the ball's hooping. Yeah. That's the only use I can see for it.
But it sounds like she can't really control it that much.
Yeah.
So it feels like it's a bit of a liability. The other sister, like making food so you can mend. She's basically like
just a doctor. She's
basically a doctor with food.
Like
instead of giving you treatment, she gives you food.
Yeah.
And you get better.
Seems pretty basic, to be honest. Like you could do the same thing by just studying medicine. So,
except that's a lot harder and you have to put in a lot more effort. She's just born with this.
Like, true. Yeah.
Well, she's not born with it. She's given it. Like, at what age do they do this thing? Because it's not when they don't get it at birth.
It's like when they're like seven or something, isn't it?
Yeah. So she's the second youngest in the whole family. So there's obviously a big gap between her and this, because the little kid looks like he's like 4 years old or something.
Yeah.
So who else was there? Bruno, who's the...
The fortune teller. Yeah. His gift's pretty shit because it doesn't even tell you accurately what the what the future is.
It's you have to like still do a bit of work to figure out what it is, right?
It's just mystery. Yeah. Never get the gift that tells you what the future is because it never tells you exactly what the future is. Because if it did, that would be so easy. Like there wouldn't be a movie. In every movie, book, or whatever, when someone can tell the future, they never accurately can tell the future.
Yeah, like Doctor Strange in Infinity War.
Yeah.
Well, he knows the future, but he can't tell you the future because if he tells you the future, that's not what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, similar thing. Yeah, so I think that middle generation.
No good. Yeah.
Nah. Super hearing. I don't know if I'm that interested in what other people are saying that much. Like maybe if you're like a journalist or something and you want to like break some like news.
Huge news. Yep.
Might be useful. Shapeshifting, that's not bad. That's pretty useful. That could be useful sometimes. Speaking to animals, it'd be pretty cool. Super strength, I mean, it's a bit too generic for me. I want something a bit different. Super strength is just like a normal superpower.
It's too easy.
And making flowers, I think that's
you
way too...
You want the making flowers one.
That's way too specific.
I knew you wanted that one. I want that one as well. I want to make flowers.
Yeah, want to make flowers. You'd have an amazing garden because like her room's like...
It's just flowers. It's just
flowers.
Yeah. She makes cacti at the end.
Yeah. She can make any
type
of
I just want to make flowers. Yeah.
I think I'd go the either the talking to animals or the shape-shifting.
Mm.
Flowers, it's not much use for me unless you...
I'm going to stick with flowers. She's essentially poison ivy. But she's not, so I could become poison ivy if I make flowers, is what I'm trying to tell you.
That's a very specific, I feel like the other ones are like something useful, like, okay, you can mend people, weather.
I think she's meant to be like gardening in general.
Okay.
Yeah.
It just seems like a really specific gift to give someone, like you can make
flowers. Maybe she's like a good farmer.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe she makes all the food, but it looks like she just makes flowers.
She likes flowers, yeah.
So she's meant to be the perfect one. There's like this subplot between her and Mirabelle how they don't get along because she's perfect and...
But then they sing a song in there.
And they're friends.
Yeah, they're friends again.
Any other spoilers? And then we can jump into some trivia.
I think we just hit the trivia.
All right.
Like I said, don't have much to say about this. It's just it's a good time.
Yeah. There's one Spanish song.
Is there?
Yeah. It's the one with the grandma.
Oh,
which is
the
like
grandma.
Younger.
Yeah.
We haven't really talked about grandma, but I mean, she's...
She's a grandma.
She's in it. Yep. There's a grandma in Moana as well, isn't there?
There is, yeah.
Yeah.
I felt like the grandma should have been older, such as
she's
me.
She's pretty old.
I thought she could, given the age of the grandkids, thought she should have been older.
It looked like she had kids when she was pretty young.
Okay, yeah.
From the flashback, like maybe she was like 20. And the kids are like, what, like 50 now? Her kids.
Yeah.
And then her grandkids are like... So she'd be like 50, maybe 60.
She's 50. No, she can't be 50.
No, she'd be like 70.
Okay.
She'd be like 70. Yeah. Which, I mean, it's fair enough.
She can't be 50.
She's born at the same time as a kid. she looks about, she's probably healthy for her age.
She's a healthy grandma. Yeah.
Trivia. Let's do this. So.
Yeah.
This movie and Raya and the Last Dragon marked the first time in Disney history that two human female protagonists from two different Disney animated canon films have appeared within the same year.
It's a very specific trivia.
Yeah. I just thought I thought that would have already happened, but considering the amount of like princess movies and stuff Disney makes, it's the first time that they've had two in the same year. So it's the fifth Walt Disney Animated Studios film to explore Latin American culture. What are the other four?
Is Luke? No, not Luca. What's that one with the music? That's one of them. Coco Chanel.
Coco is one of them.
Coco Chanel. Yeah. Is the frog one of them?
No, that's in America. That's in Louisiana.
New Orleans, isn't it?
Yeah, New Orleans is that in
Louisiana?
Louisiana is the state.
Yeah.
New Orleans.
You talk like an American where you just say states and people expect. If I said I'm from ATT, no one knows where the fuck that is.
I'm from
Americans
Victoria.
Just say states and they expect people to know where they're from.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You could say you're from California. Well,
But like if I go to America and say I'm from Victoria, they're like, the princess? They have no idea.
They probably don't understand our states. But if you say you're from Melbourne, they probably still wouldn't know.
No, yeah. No, I'm at a blank. I've only got Coco Chanel.
So there's one that came out in the early 2000s, which you've seen.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
Okay, Bug's Life.
No. It's very obviously like South American.
Oh, is it a princess one?
No.
No. It's very obviously South American.
Yes.
I'm totally blanking.
The Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Which is in Peru, I'm pretty sure. The other two are from your favorite era of Disney films, the wartime era.
Oh, yes.
So The Three Caballeros.
Oh, I knew that one, yeah.
And Saludos Amigos.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say that. Both those were on the tip of my tongue.
This is the first musical film to be composed by Lin-Manuel Miranda in which he himself does not perform any music. Already told you this. So the family Madrigal, so that's their surname, apparently it means maternal or mother. I guess that's kind of like alluding to like the grandma being protective of the family, etc. Sure. Yeah. There's this kid that always drinks coffee in the movie. Did you know
that? Yeah.
So apparently in Colombia, kids drink coffee.
Kids drink coffee. They love coffee in Colombia. Apparently, they make good coffee there. Yeah. They do love coffee in Colombia. Yeah.
So, apparently, kids drink coffee for breakfast and stuff. I still don't drink coffee because it keeps me up at night. Do you drink coffee now?
Nah, not really. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Occasionally. Not every day. Only on a blue moon.
So, what's your beverage of choice?
Straight scotch. Every day.
For breakfast.
Yep. I'm always drunk.
Stephanie Beatrice appeared in The Heights, which is another Lin-Manuel Miranda musical. And the person who did the singing voice for the grandma is also in The Heights.
Okay. So the person that did the singing voice is different to the person that did the actual voice.
Yes. Except for Stephanie Beatrice sung as well.
Oh, she sung as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just the grandma didn't sing. This is the 10th Walt Disney Animation Studios film to be not based off any existing work. So it's not based off like a fairy tale or something like that. What are the other nine?
Coco, Chanel.
No.
What? Why? Is that based off something?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, okay. Luca.
That's a Pixar, so no. Technically, Coco is also a Pixar, but.
Oh, okay. Yeah. This is just Walt Disney. It's not based off anything. Moana. Is that based off something?
Yes.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Might be like a poem or something.
Yeah. Bolt.
Yeah, Bolt is one of them.
Yeah. Just because you mentioned it before. It'll be those mid-2000s ones, won't it? Raya the Last Dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I actually had this trivia question in Raya the Last Dragon.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Okay.
The exact same one.
We're just retreading water to see if
we added Raya the Last Dragon to it. So what else? There's one very famous one.
Very famous.
One of the most famous Disney animated movies.
One of the most famous Disney animated movies ever. And it came out in 1994.
Yes.
It did?
Yes.
Oh, Lion King?
Yes.
I just said a date randomly. I wasn't here to get anything there. Okay.
The rest are in the 2000s.
Bug's Life. That's Pixar, though.
Yeah, that's Pixar.
I keep forgetting what's Pixar and what's, like, Disney.
I guess the lines
blurred. There's, like, a lot of crossover, I feel like.
Before, it used to be, like, obviously Pixar. Like, you could tell it's a Pixar movie.
Yeah.
But I feel like, of late, the Disney ones have been better than the Pixar ones.
Oh, yeah. What's the last Pixar one we saw? Luca. That was Pixar. Okay.
And then before that was Soul.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Before that, Onward.
Yeah, I didn't see that one, actually.
And, like, Incredibles 2. Yeah. And
it can't be Incredibles then, can it? Because that's Pixar. How many did you say there were?
There's 10. You've already said Raya and the Last Dragon, Lion King, and this one.
And Bolt.
And Bolt, so yeah.
Yeah.
So you got six more.
Okay. Are these good movies?
Some of them are. Some of them are not.
Megamind. No, that's DreamWorks, isn't it? Is it Megamind one of them?
No.
Nah, it's DreamWorks. Damn it. Is that Monster one of them?
What's the Monster one?
I don't know. It's called like Monster something. Monsters versus the World?
No, that's not a Disney movie.
Is that a aliens. Movie? Yeah.
Monsters vs. Aliens?
Okay, yeah. No, that's not a Disney movie? No. Yeah.
So there's a movie called Dinosaur.
I've never heard of that.
We actually watched it in the cinema.
Did we?
In the year 2000.
Okay.
But yeah, there's a movie called Dinosaur, which was an original one.
Don't know.
There's one based in Hawaii.
Oh, Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that.
There's one based in Canada, I think.
Canada? No idea.
Brother Bear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that based in Canada?
I don't know. That's where bears are.
Isn't there bears in America?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But it just could be America. Like, it just looked like Canada.
It could be Canada as well. Yeah.
There's another movie called Home on the Range.
No idea.
Which is, yeah, not meant to be very good.
There's Over the Hedge. Is that one?
No.
That's not Disney.
It might not be. Yeah. The Wild is another one.
Don't know what that is.
I haven't seen it either. It came out in 2006. And the one you missed is Zootopia.
Oh, yeah. I should have known that one.
Since the year 2000, there's been very few films produced by Disney that actually have music in them. Can you name four other ones?
That have music in them and produced by Disney.
And came out after year 2000.
Oh, that's an easy one. Isn't it Frozen 1, Frozen 2?
Yeah.
Tangled? And this? Or Moana?
There's actually two more.
I said Moana.
Yeah, you said Moana.
Yeah. And you count this?
You count this. There's a couple more.
Coco Chanel?
No, that's Pixar again.
And there's two more that have music in them.
Yeah, so you've already said one of them in one of the other questions.
Bolt.
No, that doesn't have music.
Since the year 2000. And I said it in another question. Did I say it or did you say it?
You said it.
I said it.
Yeah.
Lilo and Stitch.
It came out like 2009, I think. It's a bit more recent.
2009.
Yeah.
It's a princess one. Princess Switch.
No.
I'm just saying shit now. 2009 and it's a princess movie. Do we count Ryan and the Last Dragon didn't have songs, did it?
It also didn't come out in 2009.
No, that was just another guess. I was going to say that as another guess. 2009? What the hell came out in 2009?
As I said, we've already talked about this.
I don't know. Just tell me. Put me out of my misery.
Princess and the Frog.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you said that was Pixar. Oh, no, it isn't. It isn't. No. See, I'm getting confused about what's Pixar and what's Disney, which is what's screwing me up.
Anyway, I'm not going to put you through any more misery. The other one is Winnie the Pooh, which came out in 2011.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Cool. Okay. Well, that's my trivia.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, the trivia section went longer than the actual review.
It's because I'm getting confused with Disney, Pixar. There's too much crossover. Then there's DreamWorks and all that other shit. They all feel like the same.
Illumination.
Yeah. I thought Illumination was the same as DreamWorks.
Like Minions.
Yeah.
And all that. Sing.
Oh, yeah. That's that as well, isn't it? Yeah.
Thanks for listening. No.
This was an episode?
No. So next week we'll be talking about Spider-Man No Way Home. So we'll see what happens with that one. If you listen to our Venom Let There Be Carnage episode, that's just a
Spider-Man No Way Home
speculation episode. So yeah, you can listen to that. All right. And then after that, we got our Christmas. We got a lot of stuff, actually, because we'll be probably spending a lot of our Christmas break doing some episodes. So we got a Christmas episode, which we'll do. But then we've also got Matrix, which comes out on Christmas Day for us, interestingly. What an episode. So if people want to get in touch with us and tell us about their experience with Encanto, how do they go about it?
They can do that. They can definitely do that by contacting us at cognitiverecalibrationpodcast@gmail.com or searching us up on all other platforms.
Yes, and if you want to support the podcast, you can do so by giving us a review on iTunes because that makes us more discoverable on search engines. And more than anything, just tell your friends if they like this kind of thing. Word of mouth is what we rely on to spread the word. Should we end it there?
I think that's it.
Okay. Anyway, thanks for listening. So, hope you enjoyed the episode. Hope you're all staying safe, and we'll see you in the next one.
See ya.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.